Good morning. First, let me just welcome you on behalf of the mayor and the commissioner of OEM to New York City. And I have been reminded to tell you to spend a lot of money while you're here. So take out your checkbooks. I just want to thank John Jay College, Dr. Lynch, very much for having us here on this most appropriate conference, which is not only about terrorism, but it's about all hazards. And that's what I'm going to speak about in a few minutes. Before I do, I want to acknowledge some of my colleagues in the audience, because some of the folks that have worked in the rescue efforts are sitting amongst you now. And I just wanted to thank them, members of the police department, the fire department, Port Authority Police Department, OEM and EMS. Can you folks stand up? I just want to thank you very much. Don't be shy. Come on, guys. Joe and Ed, just want to thank you folks for having us here. Without your support in the most recent months, we would have definitely had a hard time go of it. You know, the recent terrorist attacks have provided New York City with an opportunity for emergency managers. It became evident during the early stages of the attack that our prior planning efforts with the state and the federal government have reaped many benefits. And how important it became, especially when we decided to do a recovery effort and not have a facility to do it from. As you may or may not know, the Office of Emergency Management's facility at 7 World Trade Center subsequently collapsed early on in the afternoon of September 11th, and we were faced with a difficult decision about where we should relocate government. 40% of government facilities south of Canal Street in New York City were not operating either because of a communications failure or an electrical problem with the grid. We had to make some critical decisions at that point. Which we did. We moved to the police academy on 20th Street. We moved all of government operations at that location, and had we not had prior planning for an all-hazards event, and I make that clear because although this was a terrorist attack, as emergency managers, you have to invoke an all-hazards plan in order to be effective in recovery and consequence management. Yes, you're dealing with a terrorist attack, but under the same token, you have to be able to commensurate an all-hazards plan. Like Ed mentioned before, volunteer management, logistics, debris, all of those aspects which encompass an emergency management agency have to be incorporated into your plan as a local manager. And that's why it's so important that this conference not be a terrorism conference, but be something that you take back with you to bring back to your local jurisdictions for an all-hazards plan. And I commend John Jay for starting this program in their curriculum as well. It's an excellent source for education, particularly in this area. The Boston Globe editorial recently said, and I'll quote, "Although some specialized capacity is needed to combat terrorism, it makes no sense to separate terrorism from emergency preparedness for hurricanes, floods, blizzards, earthquakes, industrial explosions, and airline crashes not caused by terrorists. Many of the needed resources, emergency medical services, rescue workers, law enforcement, for example, and similar, no matter what the emergency." And I agree. Terrorism planning can be dovetailed to improve other responses. For example, bioterrorism planning betters response to public health emergency of all kinds. Chemical terrorism planning improves hazmat operations and evacuations. We didn't imagine that the events of September 11 could happen, but much of the planning we did beforehand paid dividends during this incident. Donations management, mass casualty, mass care, mass facility plans were all critical. More important, our relationships with city response personnel and state and federal agencies, with business continuity planners in the private sector, in short, with many of the people attending this conference. This conference could have just been about terrorism, but I commend again John Jay and FEMA for not forgetting about the other hazards of urban environment faces. I think this will be an interesting conference, not just for the panels and speakers, but for the relationships we can forge, particularly during lunch and the coffee breaks. I just want to thank you all, welcome you to the city, and spend a lot of money. Thanks.